huge day, Stampsy, here in Geelong.
And a significant day too, after what has almost been the year that we've had, the vaccine for COVID-19
yes.
began to be rolled out today. From Barwon Health, Carolyn Poynder joins us now. Good afternoon, and I guess congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys. It has been a big, long day, but yeah. we're sort of very excited that, yes, this day has finally come and we can start to sort of, yeah, deliver the vaccine to the residents of the city of Greater Geelong and actually the Barwon South West Greater region.
Yeah. We were having a bit of a chat. It's pretty much like a duck on water. It looks like smooth sailing today. There's been a lot of work going on behind the scenes in the lead up. So how was everyone, because you're leading the immunisation team, so how was the run up and how was the execution today?
So it has been a long run-up. We were planning to give our first vaccines in a couple of weeks, and then that was brought forward. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was sort of brought forward, you know, sort of by a couple of weeks.
Nice
so
surprise.
The last week has been frantic,
yeah.
but it's actually been fantastic. Like, just all of these different departments within Barwon Health have just pulled together, you know, supply, environmental science, services, pharmacy, you know, yeah, just sort of logistics. And I am going to upset people by not naming different departments, but everyone has just been, you know, working their hardest to sort of make this happen. So we started off with an empty room, you know, 5 days ago, and now it's got booths and it's fully kitted out. And, you know, the hardware, IT, sort of laptops, iPads, yeah, you name it, sort of everyone is involved in it.
Yeah, wow.
So it's gone. So we did our first client at 9:30 this morning. So far, I think we've done about 170
far,
and it has actually gone well. We're dealing with a new computer system that no one has ever seen before, so staff are, you know, but there's actually been a great vibe. We're just so happy to have got it done, and so we can go onwards and upwards from here.
Because there wasn't enough pressure of pulling it 2 weeks forward, then you had to learn a new computer system. I mean, just
I suppose that we've got one new computer system, but this is actually just a make-do one. So we've got another one to learn. But, you know, we are very adaptable. Immunisation, you know, usually, yes, we can do anything. So
sounds like it, that's for sure.
See one, do one, teach one is our motto. So, it's gone very well today.
And so how many people get vaccinated? You said about 130 today. How many will be, you know, vaccinated over the next, you know, week or so?
So we're looking at doing, so it's 100, at least 170 today. Our aim is we've got 1,000 vaccines to do this week, 1,000 vaccines to do next week. And, yeah, so we'll just, just depend on what the government supplies us with. Mm-hmm. But basically, whatever they're supplying us with each week, we are aiming to use in that week. We sort of don't want to hold it over. So tomorrow we're going to be doing some other aged care centres in Geelong. A different the government sort of has got subcontractors to do some of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're heading out to Alan David Lodge tomorrow to do some of the clients and staff out there.
And, of course, some of our frontline workers have been lining up for the jab as well. How's the response been? Do they have a smile on their face? Have you even had some nurses who are afraid of needles? Like, what's been the vibe as they've taken their vaccine?
No, everyone, there's been no one, no nervous Nellies here today, which is good. They're most probably going to wait till later in the week just to see how the first ones went off. No, so it's all been positive. Everyone's very excited to be able to offer it. We've had frontline workers from Barwon Health, Epworth, St John of God, some of the port workers, and, just sort of... over the week, over the following weeks, people will just get invited the different areas, you know, sort of ED, ICU, respiratory testing, COVID testing places. But,
Well, Caroline,
it's been very exciting.
Yeah.
Congratulations, and obviously you're a very busy person, so we don't want to take up too much of your time, but thank you for filling us in on how it's all going.
Thanks for having me, guys.